Track 5 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment by Robert S. Mueller, Special Prosecutor, United States Department of Justice. Overt Acts. Number 59. In furtherance of the conspiracy and to effect its illegal object, defendants and their co-conspirators committed the following overt acts in connection with the staging of U.S. political rallies, as well as those as set forth in paragraphs 1 through 7, 9 through 27, and 29 through 58, which are realleged and incorporated by reference as though fully set forth herein. Number 60. On or about June 1, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators created and purchased Facebook advertisements for their March for Trump rally. Number 61. On or about June 4, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used allforus at yahoo.com, the email address of a false U.S. persona, to send out press releases for the March for Trump rally to New York media outlets. Number 62. On or about June 23, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the Facebook account registered under a false U.S. persona, Matt Skiber, to contact a real U.S. person to serve as a recruiter for the March for Trump rally, offering to, quote, give you money to print posters and get a megaphone, end quote. Number 63. On or about June 24, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators purchased advertisements on Facebook to promote the Support Hillary, Save American Muslims rally. Number 64. On or about July 5, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators ordered posters for the Support Hillary, Save American Muslims rally, including the poster with the quote attributed to Clinton that read, quote, I think Sharia law will be a powerful new direction of freedom, end quote. Number 65. On or about July 8, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators communicated with a real U.S. person about the posters they had ordered for the Support Hillary, Save American Muslims rally. Number 66. On or about July 12, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators created and purchased Facebook advertisements for the Down with Hillary rally in New York. Number 67. On or about July 23, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the email address of a false U.S. person, joshmilton024@gmail.com, to send out press releases to over 30 media outlets promoting the Down with Hillary rally at Trump Tower in New York City. 68. On or about July 28, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators posted a series of tweets through the false U.S. persona account at March4Trump, stating that, quote, we're currently planning a series of rallies across the state of Florida, end quote, and seeking volunteers to assist. Number 69. On or about August 2, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used false U.S. persona Matt Skiber Facebook account to send a private message to a real Facebook account, Florida for Trump, set up to assist then-candidate Trump in the state of Florida. In the first message, defendants and their co-conspirators wrote, hi there. I'm a member of Being Patriotic online community. Listen, we've got an idea. Florida is still a purple state and we need to paint it red. If we lose Florida, we lose America. We can't let it happen, right? What about organizing a huge pro-Trump flash mob in every Florida town? We are currently reaching out to local activists and we've got the folks who are okay to be in charge of organizing their events almost everywhere in Florida. However, we still need your support. What do you think about that? Are you in? Number 70. On or about August 2, 2016 and August 3, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators, through the use of a stolen identity of a real U.S. person, T.W., sent emails to certain grassroots groups located in Florida that stated, in part, My name is bracket TW in bracket, and I represent a conservative patriot community named as, quote, being patriotic, end quote. So we're going to organize a flash mob across Florida to support Mr. Trump. We clearly understand that the election's winner will be predestined by purple states, and we must win Florida. We've got a lot of volunteers in about 25 locations, and it's just the beginning. We're currently choosing venues for each location, including more activists. This is why we ask you to spread this info and participate in the flash mob. Number 71, on or about August 4th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators created and purchased Facebook advertisements for the, quote, Florida Goes Trump, end quote, rally. The advertisements reached over 59,000 Facebook users in Florida, and over 8,300 Facebook users responded to the advertisements by clicking on it, which routed users to the organization's, quote, Being Patriotic, end quote, page. Number 72. Beginning on or about August 5th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used a false U.S. persona at March for Trump Twitter account to recruit and later pay a real U.S. person to wear a costume portraying Clinton in a prison uniform at a rally in West Palm Beach. Number 73. Beginning on or about August 11th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the false U.S. persona Matt Skyber Facebook account to recruit a real U.S. person to acquire signs and a costume depicting Clinton in a prison uniform. Number 74. On or about August 15, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators received an email at one of their false U.S. persona accounts from a real U.S. person, a Florida-based political activist identified as the, quote, Chair for the Trump Campaign, end quote, in a particular Florida county. The activist identified two additional sites in Florida for possible rallies. Defendants and their co-conspirators subsequently used their false U.S. persona accounts to communicate with the activist about logistics and an additional rally in Florida. Number 75. On or about August 16, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used a false U.S. persona Instagram account connected to the organization-created group, quote, Tea Party News, end quote, to purchase advertisements for the Florida Goes Trump rally. Number 76. On or about August 18, 2016, the real, quote, Florida for Trump, end quote, Facebook account responded to the false U.S. persona Matt Skyber account with instructions to contact a member of the Trump campaign, parenthesis, quote, campaign official one, end quote, parenthesis, involved in the campaign's Florida operations and provided campaign official one's email address at the campaign domain donaldtrump.com. On approximately the same day, defendants and their co-conspirators used the email address of a false U.S. persona, joshmilton024@gmail.com, to send an email to campaign official one at that donaldtrump.com email account, which read in part, Hello, bracket campaign official one, end bracket. We are organizing a statewide event in Florida on August 20th to support Mr. Trump. Let us introduce ourselves first. Being Patriotic is a grassroots conservative online movement trying to unite people offline. We gained a huge lot of followers and decided to somehow help Mr. Trump get elected. You know, simple yelling on the internet is not enough. There should be real action. We organized rallies in New York before. Now we're focusing on purple states such as Florida. The email also identified 13, quote, confirmed locations, end quote, in Florida for the rallies and requested the campaign provide, quote, assistance in each location, end quote. Number 77. On or about August 18, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators sent money via interstate wire to another real U.S. person recruited by the organization using one of their false U.S. personas to build a cage large enough to hold an actress depicting Clinton in a prison uniform. Number 78. On or about August 19, 2016, a supporter of the Trump campaign sent a message to the organization-controlled, quote, March for Trump, end quote, Twitter account about a member of the Trump campaign, parenthesis, quote, campaign official 2, end quote, end parenthesis, who was involved in the campaign's Florida operations and provided campaign official 2's email address at the domain donaldtrump.com. On or about the same day, defendants and their co-conspirators used the false U.S. persona joshmilton024 at gmail.com account to send an email to campaign official 2 at that donaldtrump.com email account. Number 79. On or about August 19, 2016, the real Florida for Trump Facebook account sent another message to the false U.S. persona Matt Skyber account to contact a member of the Trump campaign, parenthesis, quote, campaign official 3, end quote, end parenthesis, involved in the campaign's Florida operations. On or about August 20th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the Matt Skyber Facebook account to contact campaign official 3. Number 80. On or about August 19th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the false U.S. persona Matt Skyber account to write to the real U.S. person affiliated with a Texas-based grassroots organization who previously had advised the false persona to focus on purple states like Colorado, Virginia, and Florida. Defendants and their co-conspirators told that U.S. person, quote, we were thinking about your recommendation to focus on purple states, and this is what we're organizing in Florida, end quote. Defendants and their co-conspirators then sent a link to the Facebook event page for the Florida rallies and asked that person to send the information to Tea Party members in Florida. The real U.S. person stated that he/she would share among his/her own social media contacts who would pass on the information. Number 81. On or about August 24th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators updated an internal organization list of over 100 real U.S. personas contacted through organization-controlled false U.S. persona accounts and tracked to monitor recruitment efforts and requests. The list included contact information for the U.S. persons, a summary of their political views, and activities they had been asked to perform by defendants and their co-conspirators. Number 82. On or about August 31st, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators, using a U.S. persona, spoke by telephone with a real U.S. person affiliated with a grassroots group in Florida. That individual requested assistance in organizing a rally in Miami, Florida. On or about September 9th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators sent the group an interstate wire to pay for materials needed for the Florida rally on or about September 11, 2016. Number 83. On or about August 31st, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators created and purchased Facebook advertisements for a rally they organized and scheduled in New York for September 11, 2016. Number 84. On or about September 9, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators, through a false U.S. persona, contacted the real U.S. person who had impersonated Clinton at the West Palm Beach rally. Defendants and their co-conspirators sent that U.S. person money via interstate wire as an inducement to travel from Florida to New York and to dress in costume at another rally they organized. Number 85. On or about September 22, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators created and purchased Facebook advertisements for a series of rallies they organized in Pennsylvania called, quote, Miners for Trump, end quote, and scheduled for October 2, 2016. All in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 371. End of Track 5 of the Internet Research Agency Indictment.